Track 8.
Do you ever write letters in your company? We seem to be writing emails all the time. One advantage is you don't need to be so formal.
As a solicitor, we write a lot of formal letters. We often send emails to get urgently needed information or to keep our clients up to date. But we generally follow them up with a letter. We always have to have a proper written record of everything.
We generally do business by email, but where a signature is required or we have a difficult relationship with a customer, we obviously have to send letters.
Exactly. We often require a signature and sometimes need to cover ourselves. That is the disadvantage of emails, that there are no signatures.
My boss often sends faxes because he thinks emails are easily overlooked or accidentally deleted. Or if we're writing to a country where the internet is not very reliable.
We often send faxes because they are also regarded as legal documents and you can get a signature. But sometimes it's a pain faxing a long document if the connection is interrupted. People often complain about the quality of the copy as well.
The tremendous advantage of the email is that you can send a lot of information via attachments. We send our newsletter as an attachment.
Yes, we often send draft contracts as attachments. The client has them virtually immediately and can get back to us re any changes straight away. With snail mail, you lose several days.
That can also be a problem with emails. It's so easy to send one without thinking about it properly. Sometimes you regret it the minute you've clicked on the send button.
True. You shouldn't send off rude emails when you're annoyed about something. You should wait until you've calmed down. Do you ever get or send letters privately?